making ends meet, earning my blue collar, rolling dimes, working overtime, got a few extra dollars. It's been so long since we tied one on, been a minute since you let your hair down. I'll work no play, not today, let's take it on up to uptown.
You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. Today I am joined by country singer-songwriter Paul Cawthon. Such a pleasure to have you here with me, Paul. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me and taking your time to talk to a guy like me.
Anytime. It's my pleasure. You released your third full-length album, Country Coming Down, at the beginning of this month. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What's different about this album from your previous two?
And I just think that all my records are just kind of a progression, you know, and it's just about honesty and the life I'm living in that moment, you know, coming from Room 41, being on this high of just being crazy as hell in a hotel room and living just very wild. This record, Country Coming Down, is like coming down off that, like literally getting back to your roots, understanding that you got to fall back, humble yourself and find your center. When I'm recording with my crew now, we never talk about this song is going on a record. We're just recording and then we backlog it. And then you see, man, this group of songs right here really sits good together. You know, this is really good. This one's, you know, maybe we need to massage it a little bit more, maybe to get back to the writing form of the production of the song, you know, or so. This record, I just, you know, the freedom actually allowed it to just kind of open up and, Cocaine Country Dancing was such a big hit that I was like, man, I've got to have some good, what I call bangers in the set that make people dance. And that's just what really makes me happy on stage more than anything. And people are just dancing and spilling beer, you know? And so how do I make people spill more beer? And to have the total full circle of the energy from when I wrote a song to where I teach the band a song, or we get it in the studio, we put it on a record and we play it, people buy the record and then they dance and sing it back. That's the full circle of music for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned that idea of freedom, and I really do think that this record has a real sense of that freedom. And I think sometimes, you know, artists get caught in this sort of feedback loop where they stop making art for themselves and they start making it for the approval or the validation of an artist. And it seems like to me that you are still making music for you. And I'm just curious, is it liberating to do it for the love of it and to not ask for permission or approval?
Yes. I mean, that would be the only way that I could do it, because I can't do anything kind of half-heartedly. You know, if I'm in something, I'm in it. And, you know, I've always been an against the grain artist and very hard lot for radio, you know, because I'm so outspoken and I don't really use discretion. And, people have called me the slow burn since I've started, you know, and now it's turning into a very hot fire. And so nothing can stop me because I have gone out there and gained my fans one handshake at a time for the past 15 years.
Right. From the ground up.
And now I've realized that it's a team, like you said, just like your radio station, 9 people working up there. There's a team, and it takes a village to really everybody be on the same page and have the same passion for the goal, the end goal, for it to actually work.
Yeah, amen. Well, let's stop talking about it and let's hear something. What should we kick off the show with, Paul?
What about Caught Me at a Good Time? This is one of those songs that's just really, really a fun groove, and you know, I really enjoyed writing this tune with my buddy Bo Bedford and Aaron Ratier. So y'all check this out.
You caught me at a good time, honey, I'm a gold mine.
time.
Heard Caught Me at a Good Time off of Paul Coffin's brand new album, Country Coming Down. So you talk about your albums kind of being a progression. I assume what you're saying is a progression of your sound, but are they a progression of you as an artist? Are they representative of your own personal progression?
Yeah, they always are. You know, I can't write a fake song. You know, sometimes I can get satirical. I get to put on a cape, you know, I get to lean into being Big Velvet. And that's fun. You know, these songs, you know, people ask me, you know, this kind of has a different delivery. This one has more of a boisterous. This one's more playful. This one's more serious. This, yeah, it's music. You know, like, why don't we touch base with more than one emotion?
Totally. Do you feel like people are constantly trying to kind of define you, right? Like, this is R&B influenced and this is...
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing that chaps my tail more than anything. It's like, my favorite thing to say is, you're not going to put me in a box. You're not... The only genre I am is Paul Coffin. That's my genre, you know? And I'm not going to be told what I am or what I'm not.
Has being married changed the tone and the type of songs that you write now?
Yeah, I'm not a dirtbag anymore, so that's good. Songs are everywhere. Like Guy Clark says, everything's a song. It just depends on what you want to pay attention to, you know. And I believe I can still write a love song about the first meeting of a woman or meeting somebody. You know, I can still write in those veins like I'm single. I don't have to, just because I'm married doesn't mean that I have to sing in a way that I am taken. You know what I mean? Because there are people out there that are on the hunt for a woman or their love, you know? And I feel like I have to touch base with those things. And, you know, obviously on this record, there's a song we should listen to, Till the Day I Die. It's about my wife. And that kind of shows a little bit of a softer side of this album, Country Coming Down. But Till the Day I Die, you'll check it out.
Hey, gorgeous, you're than I know you. Two strangers locking eyes in a big city room. One was me and one was you. And right then, that's when I knew. Through the downs and ups, I'm talking about forever. Baby, I'll be yours. Cross our hearts together. Keep the spark alive till we're in the sky. Gonna love you every day and night till the day I die. Till the day I die. Ain't nothing ever gonna mess us up. Ever gonna come between. I could promise you that. I know it's dangerous leaving everything you know, getting in way too close. But baby, don't be scared. Through the downs and ups, I'm talking about forever. Baby, I'll be yours. Cross our hearts together.
Just heard Till the Day I Die from Paul Cawthon's brand new album, Country Coming Down. That, if I do say so, is a true ballad, I think. Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, and I think I've earned my ballads, you know.
What does that mean? What does it mean to earn your ballad?
It means people will take enough time to listen to a slow song and not go get a beer.
Is that because they already have a beer?
It's not like, oh. Yeah, they already have a beer and they want to, you know, it's one of those smoke break songs, you know. You know, when you're up on stage, you might not know because you don't know that from up on stage, but you know when it's a song to be like, okay, time for get a beer and a shot and a cigarette. Let's get back for the heavy songs, you know?
Right, yeah.
So now they're just glued to it because I mean it. And they know that I mean it, you know? It's not just a ballad.
It seems to me like entertaining is kind of just inherent in who you are. Would you say that that's true?
Yes, I cut up. I entertain. I like to know all my waitresses and waiters by name and where they're from before I've done eating. I'm very over the top. I like to dance with old grandmas, pick them up out of their wheelchair and spin them around. I'm that guy. You know what I mean? I've been the life of the party since middle school and high school. I was the class clown and I just enjoy having a good time. And what you see is what you get. My songs, they represent a lot of my personality. But, you know, I have my ups and downs like anybody else. You know, I have my demons. I have my dark days. But a song and getting to perform in front of people really is my antidepressant, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like it feeds you being up on stage? Like, is it energizing, revitalizing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's just like, it's almost like I'm in a meditative state, and it like snaps out of it when I'm done. I'm like, holy hell, what just happened?
Oh, that's awesome. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and take a listen to another song. What should we hear next?
Let's listen to Cut a Rug. This one's about getting out and cutting loose and dancing your tail off. Cut a Rug.
We just heard Cut a Rug from Paul Coffin's new album, Country Coming Down. Do you think that country music does itself a disservice by trying to hold itself to such a specific definition or standard of what is or isn't country?
I think business and dollars has gotten in front of the word country music, and it's skewed it, and genres are all cross-contaminated, and nobody knows what the heck anything is anymore. Because you're putting alternative rock in country music charts, and you're putting hip hop in country music charts. You know, it should be pop music. There should be country music. There should be rap music or hip hop music. There should be funk. There should be blues. There should be bluegrass. There should be gospel. And, you know, I mean, it just should be very black and white. It should be able to, like, turning a chapter in a book, but it's not. All the chapters are in on top of each other, and it's no plot, and you can't get to the bottom of it. So that's the big reason why I don't want to call myself a country music or even care about the word, because country music is Merle Haggard, Roger Miller, Waylon Jennings, the Texas Playboys, Bob Wills, you know, I mean, this is country. Hank Williams, you know, I mean, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Patsy Cline, that's country music, you know. Nowadays, I mean, even one of my favorite, I love Miranda Lambert, you know, she even bends, you know, I still think that she holds a country element more than most that I love. Might be biased because I'm East Texas like her, but she stays in that vein. Randy Houser, good buddy of mine, he's country as they come. Jamie Johnson, country as they come. But if you put a banjo in a hip hop song, is it bluegrass?
No.
Okay. Well, if you put a country vocal on a hip hop beat, is it country music?
No.
Yes.
Yes? Oh, tell me
it
more.
It is now. It is now. I mean, that's what it is. Listen to the charts. I mean, it's a thing. That's how it's changed. That's why country music isn't country music anymore. I mean, George Strait, that's country music. You know, Cody Johnson, even these guys that are not as big and not as commercial, but Cody Johnson wears cinch jeans that could stand on their own without him being in them. He's so country. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Coulter Wall, that's country music, in my opinion. It's like prairie cowboy music more, but golly, that's country.
You mentioned being from East Texas. What do you love about Texas?
It's kind of its own country. It's still a little bit Wild West out there. It gets pretty Western. It feels very free. And, you know, people care about each other. And, you know, small towns in East Texas are beautiful. Like, the communities in small towns is really what really kind of gets my blood going. Because, you know, it's all about a support system in life. You know, when we lose track of that in big cities. And I love big cities too. Are you kidding me? I mean, don't get me wrong, but just something about little communities and small little towns that have the one sheriff and the one county commissioner and the one the city clerk, and you know them all by name. And you know, you can get so-and-so to help you out to water your plants if you're out of town. You know, I mean, it's just good old folk, you know?
Yeah, nicely put. I want to have you take us out on one last song, but before we do that, I'm curious if you were to give a piece of advice to someone kind of doing the hand-to-mouth thing, trying to make it, what would that be?
Play gigs in your sleep.
Say more about that.
Take every Deadgum show you can play. Master your art. Master your performance. Like, know what you are. And that means by trial and error, you know. I've played coffee gigs, Brookshire's grocery store, with people shopping, you know, when I started.
Wow.
I played county fairs. I played wine festivals. And people just, I played cocktail parties. I played corporate events. I played Six Flags. I played the fair. You know, it's just, you take gigs in your sleep. When I say that, when you're sleeping, you should be gigging in your head. You know, you got to go out there and eat, sleep, and drink it. Just be you and let you be different from everybody else. And lean into the differences. Lean into the things that make you quirky or different or weird than somebody else. Because guess what? That's something that somebody else doesn't have. That's something that could be a whole new avenue for the listener or for anybody coming to see you, you know? So don't be afraid to be different.
Yeah, that's so great. I would love it if you would. Will you take us out on Country Coming Down, what I've heard you describe as the most country track on the album? And I think of it as an ode to a simpler time, maybe a little hint at nostalgia. Can we go out
for
on that
sure.
one?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. I'd love that. Country Coming Down.
One day I know, have me a place I call home. Have a couple lazy hounds, plate full of supper that I've grown. Watch the sky turn upside down. Hit my cabin in a country you won't hear no highway sounds. just a crackle of a campfire and a country coming down. Plant a little apple orchard, cut a trail through the woods, go for a walk. Throw a line in the river, maybe later we'll be cooking what we call. Pull a lemon from the tree in my cabin in the country, far away from the city lights. Way out there, damn near off the map, it's where I'll spend my nights. When my life is slow and easy, you won't hear no highway sounds. Just a crackle of a campfire and a country coming down. I've been sitting on this balcony, crashing on my buddy's couch for weeks. Work, it ain't been coming through, I hardly even make my ends meet. But when I close my eyes, I dream, oh, I dream, oh, I dream, dream, dream. Of a cabin in the country, far away from city lights. Way out there, damn near off the map, that's where I'll spend my nights. Where my life is slow and easy, you won't hear no highway sounds. Just a crackle of a campfire and a country coming down. Just a crackle of
Thank you so much for joining me today, Paul Cawthon. It's been a real pleasure. We look forward to seeing you at the Mesa Theater in Grand Junction on Saturday, April 16th. I think it's going to be a good show.
Well, I'll see you there front and center. You better bring all your friends. Y'all tell all your neighbors. We're going to burn it down.
We're looking forward to it. Awesome. All Thanks right. for making
Take
time,
care.
Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Timpani drum.